Nolte, Sam Harris spreads misinformation to justify his support for anti-Trump media lies. By John Nolte on August 19, 2022. Supposed freethinker and noted atheist Sam Harris was caught red-handed on a podcast this week openly declaring his support for the corporate media misinforming the public. Thursday, he defended himself with what can only be described as more misinformation. He also doubled down on his willingness to misinform his readers and listeners. In other words, Harris is okie-dokie with institutions misleading the public if he agrees with the cause those lies support. In this specific case, Harris is thrilled the media lied to the public. Straight up lied, to cover up all the horrors found on Hunter Biden's laptop. In his fascist mind, that lie of omission and all the lies about the laptop being Russian misinformation are okay because those lies stopped Donald Trump from serving a second term. It's all right here. It's on video. Harris's sharp interviewers even gave him the opportunity to walk it back, and he refused. So, no, this isn't me misinforming you. I don't do that. I don't manipulate words. I don't take things out of context. Why? Well, not just because I'm a sweetheart, I live in a world of accountability. Deliberately misinforming readers is not allowed here at Breitbart News. But there's no accountability in Sam Harris's world. Oh, no, in his world, it's a virtue to brag about supporting the corporate media's lying. Why? Because in Sam Harris's rarefied world, getting rid of Trump is a worthier cause than truth and honesty. There was no nuance in his words. There was no gray area. In fact, he was taking the role of a braggart. Bragging that a lie defeated Trump, bragging that he, Harris, is such a great and noble guy, he supports that kind of lying. So now we know Sam Harris's value system. We know Sam Harris is willing to lie to and misinform his readers and listeners if he feels the cause is worthy enough. And now, in defense of his own corruption, he doubled down with more misinformation and more dishonest rationales to try to justify his bragging. Here are his tweets with minor editing for clarity. There is a podcast clip circulating that seems to be confusing many people about my views on Trump, which is understandable because I wasn't speaking very clearly. So, for what it's worth, here is what I was trying to say. I was essentially arguing for a principle of self-defense, where there's a continuum of proportionate force that is appropriate and necessary to use. I've always viewed Trump as a very dangerous person to elect as president of a fake university, let alone the US. And when he became a sitting president who would not commit to a peaceful transfer of power, I viewed him as more dangerous still. However, I've never been under any illusion that he is Orange Hitler. On the podcast, I was speaking narrowly about the wisdom and propriety of ignoring the Hunter Biden laptop story until after the election. I've always thought that this was a very hard call, ethically and journalistically. But given what happened with the Anthony Weiner laptop in the previous election, I think it was probably the right call. Nothing I said on that podcast was meant to suggest that the Democrats would have been right to commit election fraud or take other illegal measures to deny Trump the presidency, nor do I think they did that. The misinformation. You can see what Harris did there. Who said anything about him suggesting Democrats would have been right to commit election fraud or take other illegal measures to deny Trump the presidency? No one. No one said he said that. He's fabricating a straw man because there's no way to defend what he actually said. But note how he doubles down. Note how he suggests, more than suggests, that voters shouldn't have known the truth about Anthony Weiner's laptop and how a bunch of classified information appeared on that laptop by way of Hillary Clinton's secret and illegal bathroom server. Why? Because that truth hurt Hillary, because informing the public of that truth helped put Orange Hitler in office. He also suggests the laptop was a nothing burger when it objectively was not. Harris isn't just saying the quiet part out loud. He's bragging out loud about how the establishment, the corporate media, and Sam Harris will do just about anything to get what they want. The ends justify the means. We should not know the full truth because if we do, Sam Harris and his corrupt ilk will not get what they want. This man is a liar, a fraud, a grifter, and if you didn't already know that, shame on you.